Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. In a fast-paced society, business owners are always looking for a way to save time and do things more efficiently. One of the most common gripes small businesses have is that there is not enough time in the day to come up with creative content to sell merchandise. Artificial intelligence has changed the game when it comes to selling products, and there is a new tool called Magiscriptor that takes the hassle out of writing good product descriptions. Here today to talk more about this app and to share some productivity tips is Michael Churchill, the creator of the Magiscriptor app. And Mr. Churchill, thanks for joining us here today.
Hey, Eric, thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Now, you're more than welcome, and the pleasure certainly is all ours, and thanks for your time. So for starters, take it further. Tell us more about Magiscriptor and why it was founded, and give us a brief overview of your background that kind of helps fill the gap there.
All right. Well, in the beginning, I come from humble roots, selling online, reselling products online that I find in thrift stores or even in the garbage. So, being that way, I would always sell on eBay. And on eBay, you know, a lot of the time, it depends on how you write your titles and your descriptions, and those can take a lot of time. And especially on modern platforms such as Poshmark and Mercari and Depop, those platforms rely a little bit more on the description part rather than the title part. So me and my wife started selling on those platforms, and we were finding clothes and even, like I said, even stuff out of the garbage. But it was really hard sometimes to describe these items, and that was taking up a lot of our time. It could take 5 to 10 minutes to try to describe an item. And, you know, you go through like maybe 15, 20 items a day that can add up, you know, over an hour, hour and a half of just trying to describe items perfectly so that they rank well on these platforms. So that was the biggest time waster. And as time went on, you know, AI technology started coming out, and I started getting more familiar with it. And I'm saying to myself, hey, you know, this can be useful in this case. So being that I already knew about AI, and I had already produced a few pieces of software in this niche, I decided to try to bring AI to this niche. And I think it's probably one of the most groundbreaking things that has ever happened to this niche, into the reselling niche is what I'm saying. So I combined the two, and now it can take you less than 5 to 6 seconds to write a description. Very strong SEO in these descriptions. They're about 2 to 3 paragraphs. And all you need to do is enter 4 to 5 keywords for the item, such as the color, the brand, the size, maybe the fabric and the condition of it. And then you just hit on click to generate description. And as soon as you click that, like I said, you wait 3 to 5 seconds, it'll pump out a mind-blowing description that you don't even have to think about. You look it over, you can copy it, and then paste it directly into the description box of the listing on the platform. And that's pretty much it. It's as simple as that.
Well, that's about as clever as it gets. And speaking of creativity, that was quite creative on your part to launch Magiscriptor, no doubt. Tell me, why is AI so powerful when it comes to apps?
Well, see, for apps, normally it started on, you know, a lot of it's browser-based, and you got to sit at your computer. The good part about it is it's intuitive. It learns from you over time. They're always training the data sets on these things. But to have such a thing on your mobile device to take with you anywhere you go, you can use it almost in any situation. In the niche that we're using this in, you can use this directly from a thrift store. As soon as you buy your items, you can just start listing them, describing them, and then listing them right there. And it's just so powerful to have. Anything mobile is pretty powerful to have when it comes to AI. I think it's groundbreaking. Absolutely.
I certainly agree with you totally there. AI, it's amazing how far it's come and the help that it does bring us in our everyday lives. Tell me also, what type of companies is Magiscriptor best for?
you can use Magiscriptor basically if you sell online or you list products online, such as eBay, Poshmark, Mercari, even Airbnb, even food and restaurants, car salesmen. If you're listing a car online, you can use this for any product in any niche. As long as you are listing it online, you need to describe it. Magiscriptor can help you with that. It can help you rank your products and your product pages. And usually 9 times out of 10, it doesn't really make a mistake. Every once in a while, you'll need to change one or two things on it. But as AI gets smarter and time goes on, I'm sure even the 9 times out of 10 will be very minimal. I can pretty much guarantee that, especially with the release coming soon. I'm not sure how soon, but in the future, GPT-4 will be coming out, and that's going to be like trillions of parameters compared to GPT-3, which is just, I think it's a few billion. But you'll see trillions of parameters. You'll see less mistakes and more power as time goes on. I can guarantee that.
Good information shared so far. Really appreciate your visit and introducing Magiscriptor and the app to the audience today. We're speaking with Mr. Michael Churchio, the creator of the Magiscriptor app that takes the hassle out of writing good product descriptions here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Continuing on, what type of platforms can you use the Magiscriptor app to sell on?
Well, right now, we made Magiscriptor to sell on reselling platforms. Reselling platforms are made for people who have stuff in their home, or they can go to thrift stores and find items that are pre-loved, and you list them on these platforms such as Poshmark. That's mainly a clothing platform. Mercari is another clothing platform mainly. That's how they started out. It does very good with clothes. Also eBay. eBay, you can sell anything on eBay, as you know. It's been open for years, and you can pretty much list any item with this and on any platform. When I say any platform, I really mean any platform. I was thinking of Airbnb listings. You can describe your home for Airbnb listings. Even real estate brokers can list homes. They could go from room to room with Magiscriptor, describe each room, put keywords from each room into the app, and make a description for each room. And by the time you're done with the whole house, you'll have a complete house listing to put on Zillow or any other real estate site. And that's just another idea for it. There's, as time goes on, I'm sure I'll think of more ideas for it. And I can train the data sets to pretty much go into any niche. And that's the beautiful part about it. It's always learning. Very intuitive.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it as well. And tell me also, get into what are some of the app's features. I'm sure listeners would appreciate that information as well.
Sure. As of right now, this is the first iteration. So we built it around the reselling niche. It's where I originally come from. And I just wanted to make it smarter and easier and more of a problem solver for those people who list on these platforms such as Poshmark and Mercari. So the features it has right now is the ability to input a few keywords and generate a very smart description. And it also has at the bottom a signature section, which is unique to any AI app. I don't see any AI apps with this. You can put a signature on the bottom, such as something that you always copy and paste into your product description, such as like smoke-free, pet-free home, or you can put sizes of items underneath, you know, like something that you always put on your listings, like ships fast, reliable shipping, stuff like that. Also, along with the descriptions, underneath your description, 2 or 3 paragraphs, you'll see bullet points for the item's key features, such as size, color, material, and condition of the item, because people always want to know that information on the product. So I had our developers specially put that in, and you don't really see that with any other product description writers out there. There are similar things to product description writing when it comes to AI, such as I think it's a GPT chat That does product descriptions, but it doesn't really give you the whole product, doesn't give you product attributes at the bottom, what people really want to know. And that also helps with SEO. The more keywords you have in there, your sentence structure, it's all going to help you rank on any of those platforms. So it's very unique in a sense where it's going to help you with SEO. And you can customize. You can customize it however you want. There's enough stuff in there for you to really make these product listings your own. That's what makes it unique.
I've got to say, you certainly got it going on there. Impressive for sure. Well done. Now, as a business owner, there never seems to be enough time in the day, as we mentioned on the lead in here. Can you give our listeners some productivity tips for efficiency as we're well into the new year already?
Oh, sure. I can't tell you how many times I've wasted time on things that I would just sort of jump into and not think about. So let's say I'm having a really good idea. I think it's a really good idea anyway. I'm really excited about it. And I have my adrenaline pumping. I want to get started on this idea right away. Over the years, I've learned that I need to kind of take a step back and kind of think about that one for a minute, make sure it's really a good idea. So I'll sleep. Now I will sleep on the idea for a couple of days, and then I will revisit it. It may seem like that's counterintuitive, but you know, if you're trying to chase pipe dreams or something that's really not going to go anywhere, you know, it's better to step back and think about it for a while before you really get involved with something and waste your time on something. So rather than wasting weeks or months chasing something that's, you know, probably not a good idea, step back, think about it, pivot to a different idea, because maybe that idea is a little better. That's one idea that that has served me well. Another thing would be to automate and delegate your tasks. If you can have a team, if you're fortunate enough to have a team like I do, you can delegate customer service. You can delegate, you know, internal things such as, you know, communicating with other staff members, graphics, website design. It's better to delegate things out rather than do it yourself, so that you could work on your business rather than in your business. If you're getting caught up with customer service and having to reply and waste hours of the day doing that, you're not really going to make any headway after a while. So it's better to delegate those tasks out, and be realistic with your goals. Now, if you think something is a little too far-fetched, even if you like slightly think it's a little too far-fetched, it probably is. Sleep on it and then revisit it. Those are my biggest tips. Those are things that I practice all the time, because I do get excited about things and I want to jump on things right away, but I kind of have to pull the reins back a little bit. And you'll be surprised how much time I don't waste by doing that.
Good stuff shared right there. Really appreciate the feedback, and I'm sure listeners have taken note as well. Thanks for that. Now, in addition, any business lessons that you've learned along the way that would be of a help to young people when they are looking to start their first business?
Oh, sure. When I first came into the reselling niche, I didn't realize how important it is to get involved with the community that you're selling, that you want to sell in, that you want to do business in. The more connections you make when you're young, the more those are going to be fruitful in the future, and they're going to blossom. You're going to have great relationships, and it's very important to kind of get to know everyone who are the key players in your niche. So, you know who's got the, who has the most influence. You know where you can get your, you know, wholesale items, if you're looking for wholesale items and you need to, or your liquidation items, if you're in that niche. Just know who the key players are there. Make friends with them. Keep them close. And I promise you, that's going to pay off later on.
Well, Michael, certainly appreciate the tips and advice and information shared here today. And getting back to the Magiscriptor app, tell us, if you would, about the price structure of the app and how much it costs, and where can one find the app? In other words, where could they best download the app?
Oh, yeah. So right now, you can get the app on the Play Store, and you can get it on the App Store. It's completely free to download. Usually when you download it, you can, like I said, it's free. You get 5 free credits, and that's 5 free descriptions for you to try to see if you like the app. But I do have a code if you guys want that. You get 20 free descriptions to try, and there's no commitment, no credit card involved. And so for the first pricing tier, we have a basic package, which is $4.99, and you get 100 free descriptions. So that comes out to around 5 cents per description. Now, there are some people out there that are paying up to $5 for people to write their product descriptions. So I think that's an excellent price, you know, being that this is such a powerful tool and can pretty much do the same thing that these people are doing. I think 5 cents is very much worth it. And it goes up from there. For $9.99, you get 200 descriptions. Then we have a $14.99 package for 300. And then $19.99 is for 450 credits. But we might change that a little bit, make it a little cheaper here and there. But you know, as time goes on, we want to make our customers happier. So that's the basic pricing structure right there. For $4.99, you can get started with 100 descriptions. So I think it's pretty affordable. And I mean, that's the name of the game. We want to try to save money where we can.
Well, certainly is affordable for sure. And again, thanks for giving us some of the price structure there and where folks can actually download the app as well. You've got the bases well covered there. If you would tell listeners where they could get more information on the app, maybe they want more details before they download, where's the best place to do so?
Magiscriptor.com, or you can search for it in the App Store or the Play Store. It's MagiscriptoR. Magiscriptor. Let's search for it on the App Store or the Play Store, or just go to magiscriptor.com.
And that certainly works, and we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Churchio, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. It certainly was our pleasure.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Michael Churchio, the creator of the Magiscriptor app that takes the hassle out of writing good product descriptions. And again, for all the details, visit Magiscriptor.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.